Chinese President Xi Jinping chaired a leadership meeting to make new arrangements on implementing epidemic control measures and advancing work resumption. The president says China's under rising pressure to guard against imported COVID-19 cases. He stressed strictly enforcing quarantine requirements for all inbound travelers. The president required Hubei province and its capital city, Wuhan, to continue focusing on treating severe cases while visiting discharge patients to check their health conditions. And he adds that community containment measures should be optimized. The first batch of 866 people stranded in virus-hit Wuhan has arrived in Beijing by train after the capital of Hubei province lifted its outbound travel restrictions on Wednesday. Beijing residents stranded in Wuhan are required to apply for their return trip. The municipal government says around 1,000 stranded people are expected to return to Beijing from Wuhan each day via train or car. They should undergo nucleic acid testing in Wuhan within 7 days before departure. Returned personnel will undergo a 2-week mandatory quarantine, followed by another round of testing. According to Johns Hopkins University, global confirmed COVID-19 cases have surpassed 1.5 million with more than 87,000 deaths. The United States led the world with over 423,000 cases, followed by Spain and Italy. Countries with over 100,000 cases also include France and Germany. Over 180,000 countries and regions have been impacted by the novel coronavirus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for support for the World Health Organization after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to freeze U.S. funding. Stephane Dujarric is the spokesman for the UN Secretary General.
It's the Secretary General's belief that the World Health Organization must be supported as it is absolutely critical to the world's efforts to win the war against COVID-19. This virus is unprecedented in our lifetime and requires an unprecedented response.
Guterres says there will be a review of the WHO's approach to the pandemic, but only after the virus has been contained. On Tuesday, Trump criticized the WHO's response to COVID-19 and threatened to withdraw U.S. funding. China's three major mobile operators have unveiled plans to upgrade traditional text messaging services with the help of 5G technology. China Mobile, China Unicom, and China Telecom jointly released a white paper on 5G messaging services, vowing to give users access to enhanced features, including the sharing of high-resolution photos, files, locations, and coupons. The new features will also allow companies to better interact with users and customize their services through multimedia content. Huawei's unveiled its latest high-end smartphone series in China. The move comes after Huawei posted strong revenue performance in 2019, despite restrictions from the U.S. government. Huawei Consumer Business CEO Yu Chengdong says the new P40 models are powered by artificial intelligence technologies that can help consumers take better pictures. He also says the company invested more than 130 billion yuan into R&D last year, accounting for 15% of its annual revenue. The company now has 85,000 patents in the world. Last year, Huawei became the top applicant for patents at the European Patent Office, up from number two in the previous year. The British truck driver charged in the deaths of Vietnamese migrants found in a container has pleaded guilty to 39 counts of manslaughter. The bodies of the Vietnamese nationals were discovered in a refrigerated trailer at an industrial estate in Essex last October. 25-year-old Maurice Robinson appeared in court with co-defendant Georgia Nika via video link. Nika denied all 39 counts of manslaughter. The other defendants are expected to stand trial in October. Police said the victims died of hypoxia and hypothermia.